You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As promised, let's tell you about The Cleaning Fixed, which is an ongoing NGO initiative where zero fees are chipped off cleaners' remuneration. According to the company, it's an attempt to shift the thinking around payment models for lower-income workers and help secure cleaners with a more sustainable income while they cover daily living expenses such as travel, childcare, food, and work attire that often go unseen by the client, actually. For that conversation, we're joined by Sonia Bezadenhout, a representative from the company. Sonia, thank you very much for joining us this evening. I think you'll do this much more justice than I ever can. So what was the big thinking behind The Cleaning Fix?
Well, thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here tonight. Yes, so The Cleaning Fix, it's such an inspiring project that we have, and it's been helping so many people along the way, especially mothers. It's primarily aimed at giving mothers a more sustainable income. So we're really, really proud to have this project and to help a lot of people in that way.
Mm. This concept of having 100% of the payment that we make on the app go back to the mothers, how does it work?
So, you know, there's so many almost on sale alternative apps and online booking services that they need to keep afloat. So there are a lot of third-party charges and commissioning fees that do go off just before the funds go back to the mothers or the cleaners. So what we're doing is we're funding and structuring the whole app and the mobile platform by fundraising projects and corporate investments, and everything else in terms of the 100% goes directly towards the mothers. So, for instance, if you book a cleaner for half a day, it's about 250 rand, or it's 350 rand for a whole day. And if you pay the 350 rand, the cleaner gets the 350 rand.
Hmm. So, in terms of the services that are provided, it's just for cleaning. There's no ironing involved, and there's no extra things that clients can ask for. If you do, you pay extra?
No. So, there's a set fee. It's a very simple and straightforward structure. So, you book a cleaner for about 4 hours, so that's half a day, and whatever they can complete within those 4 hours fairly, that's what you get. And then the longer term service is 8 hours, and then they can work until those 8 hours until it's capped. So let's say you've got 15 rooms in your house, and a cleaner can only get to 5 rooms, then honestly, that's a fair amount of work that can be put in for about 48 hours, and that's it. And that's what you get.
Fair enough. There's the simplicity about, you know, one downloading this app and actually booking. We'll get into that in a few moments, but I see it's only in Cape Town.
Excuse me?
It's only in Cape Town.
Yeah. So the whole thing is that, so the founder of the app called Joshua Cox, what inspired the app was a project that they did just before COVID kicked in. And it was called Mothers in Need. And what they did with that project is that they wanted to raise funds to help mothers provide for their families, primarily for asylum seekers and people who are not from South Africa, who didn't really have a source of income that was really sustainable. And that kind of inspired the app, or it's more a web application at this stage. So what it means is that they really, really prioritize the remuneration for the mothers first, and the development of the app second. So what they're trying to do is they are hoping to recruit more mothers across Cape Town, beyond Cape Town, as far as Somerset West, more than they are focusing on developing the app at this stage. So the plan is to develop 2-3 years ahead, but they really, really want to be sure that the people who are working from them is getting what they are being promised.
How has it fared so far?
Really well. I think the pickup, we've only really started to speak about it this time round because we have a lot more women who are interested to be recruited by the Cleaning Fix. And I think now is kind of the time that we're trying to get the word out for more people to find a way to give back while they can also have a good clean in the house. And I think there are a lot of alternatives at the moment. So we are speaking to a lot of interests out there. But we also have to be fair in the fact that the Cleaning Fix is new. So we're hoping to develop further down the line with more interest. So we're really trying our best to get the word out. So thank you for this opportunity.
Sure. Let's talk about the simplicity of downloading and then booking the services.
Yes. And that's as simple as that. There's 5 steps. It's basically one, you go onto the website, thecleaningfix.co.za. You look at the area that you want to cover. If you are in Rondebosch or you're in Belleville or as far as Hills River, you can also just indicate that. And the second step is to choose your cleaner. And then after that, you make your payment and they come to your house or your workplace or wherever you stated that you want to have a cleaning service done. And they complete the service, you review them, and that's that.
Sonia Bezadenhode represents the Cleaning Fix. Thank you very much for joining us this evening.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.